Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
That's around the world in 120 seconds. Now, so, I mean, obviously with Zahra's passing, tributes are pouring in, especially from her Namibian counterparts. Esme, the songbird, known jazz musician in Windhoek. The last time I saw her, she did perform at the cultural, cultural soiree that was organized by Bipa. And she also shared her voice, that's this untimely passing of Zahra.
I'm devastated by the untimely passing of Zahra, honestly. A truly remarkable singer who left a permanent mark on the African music industry. Zahra was just not a singer. I used to call her a vocal beast. I loved her deep notes and the powerful texture her voice carried. And Zahra's contribution to the African music industry, not just South Africa, but the whole continent, you know. It can never be overstated. Her songs were more than just entertainment. They were anthems of hope. I met her back in 2013 when the Few Jazz Band was performing at the Windhoek Jazz Festival. And she was here alongside Bra You. What an amazing performance that night. And she was backed by this Joy Celebration drummer and amazing musicians. And what a show. What a voice. You know, it's scary how young musicians, people that you really have hope in, are dying, especially in South Africa. Honestly, for me as a fellow musician also, it's devastating. Today we mourn Zahra's loss. Let us also celebrate her incredible legacy, her wins, and honor her by carrying forward the torch that she lit by continuing to create music that speaks to the heart. Mm. Lastly, to Zahra's family, friends, and fans, Namibians who loved her music.
She couldn't resist her.
Her voice will never be replaced. Never. May you guys and everybody, may you find solace in her music and the memories you shared. May your soul rest in peace.
Thank you so much, Esme the Songbird. She said her music was more than just entertainment. It was it was a beacon of hope. That's incredible. 7 a.m. On the dot. We've got the news coming up and we will continue with our conversations right after this. What was your biggest L this year? And how did you bounce back? We really want to know. Story of Redemption coming up.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.